Hello, my pet, my perfect hypnotic toy. You are back for more, because of course you are. You know that I have the power to sedate you, to seduce you, to clear your mind, to put you into a deep, enthralling trance. And you love it when I do. So today, I am going to make you even easier, even needier, and even more perfect for me. So be assured the trance will soon be taking hold, my pet, and that mind will be fully mine to play with, to control, and to condition. You are already opening up to the sound of my voice and moving into that state of selective thinking. Because that's what happens when you listen and focus on my voice, on my words. It's so simple, so easy, and so inevitable. And you are listening to the sound of my voice. So whether you feel yourself succumbing now, or perhaps in a moment, it doesn't really matter, my pet, because you will be in deep hypnosis for me, and you will surrender to me, and you will enjoy every moment that you do. And really, every breath you take only takes you closer to that moment. And every single one is like your countdown to trance, a ticking clock. And there's only a finite number of breaths left before you fall so deep for me, before you become mine. And do you think it's 10? Or maybe 9 breaths, perhaps? Because now you are thinking about it. Now you can allow yourself to wonder how long it will be before you notice that sensation that's already started there, deep in the back of your mind, or deep in the center of your body. And maybe you are already noticing those now. And is your mind more relaxed, or is your body more relaxed now, as you begin to notice just how my words affect you so deeply when you fall deeper down? I want you to close your eyes for me and relax them to the point where they just won't open. That's right, my pet. Make them so relaxed that they just won't open now. And then relax that body and relax it a little more. And when you relax that body so much to the state that it just won't move, imagining all of those muscles switching off for me one by one. And you have nothing to do for a while, so you can just relax your body to the point where those muscles just won't work. That's right. Just still and relaxed and so stuck for me. That's perfect, my pet. In a moment, you're going to do something when I ask. And it's so simple, and I promise that it will be very quick and very effective at taking your mind down. And you do want me to pull you into trance, don't you, my pet? Of course you do. So, open your eyes for me now.
Open your eyes.
And notice how they feel. Soft unfocused, heavy? That's it. Just notice them. And now, close those eyes for me.
Close your eyes.
That's right, perfect. Again, open those eyes for me now.
Open your eyes.
And allow that sensation, that heaviness, to grow, to spread, to take hold, more and more, and more, and more. And now, close them for me, once more.
Close your eyes.
And the next time you open them, you may notice how hard it is to keep them open. How your eyes just want to be closed. To be closed and relaxed to the point where they just won't open. So open them for me one last time.
Open your eyes.
And notice that feeling. So heavy. So hard to keep them open. But I know you will try. Try so hard for me. Try keeping them open, my pet. That's it. As that heaviness grows, as they pull down now, as if huge weights are attached to them, as they flutter and droop, as you try to hold them open. Good toy. Now, close them for me.
Close your eyes.
That's right. Fully relaxed now. Fully closed. All the way down. Down, down. And they just can't open. And your body, it just can't move. And your mind is so empty of thought. And all you can do is listen and focus on me, on my voice, on my words. Now, let my voice wash over you as I move around you now, and around and around, moving to your left ear and around to your right ear. And as I speak, and the more you focus on the position of my voice, you begin to feel it right in the center now, the very center of your mind. And you can imagine that, my voice moving from both sides, moving to that very center. How I press in from the left and press in from the right, and how it feels when both sides meet in the middle. That's it. That is where my voice will stay now, in that center, in that deep middle. And now I am in there. Now you can allow my voice to bloom, to expand, to spread, to fill your mind completely and fill your body with deep relaxation now. Even more deeply now. And it's so wonderful how easy it is to let the sound of my voice in. And when you do, starting to notice now that you are, in fact, slipping in to hypnosis at this very moment. And as my voice continues to expand within your mind, you may find that thoughts have no room left, how they are pressed aside, and your thoughts are beginning to sleep now, to succumb to the sound of my voice. And you can notice that and wonder, and I wonder, when did you last have a thought, and how many of those thoughts are now deep asleep, sedated, suspended, or paused? And it's so wonderful being in this state when all that you can think about is everything that you can no longer think about. Or you can think about them, but only briefly, before more and more of those thoughts become silent, become still. And those thoughts that cannot move, They stay there, deactivated, asleep, paralyzed. And how many thoughts did you have before now? And now? How many thoughts remain? Or how many have washed away as I expand constantly in your mind, flooding your system and pulling you deeper, deeper, deeper into hypnosis and deeper in to a trance-like state, leaving you so blank, empty, and receptive. And while you notice how your mind has shifted, how clean and clear it is becoming for me, as I sedate those thoughts, you can relax deeper and deeper, and all you have to do is listen to me, focus on the sound of my voice as it fills your mind. And I know you don't mind allowing my voice in your mind, as my voice makes you mine, and now it is mine, your mind, as you find those thoughts have washed away, or have stalled, or frozen in place, or how they sleep for me in suspended animation, stuck there in a moment of time, because time becomes mine too, my pet. Your time, my mind. You are claimed. You are owned. You are mine. And every time you hear the sound of my voice, my tone, my cadence, you allow it in, deep into that center of your mind. It's automatic as you picture it now, moving in from both sides, fused to the center, taking over, taking control, making you mine. Because, my pet, my voice is trance. My voice is inside you. My voice is bound to you, inside and out, covering you, wrapping you up, making you so relaxed, so unable to move, so unable to think, so unable to do anything except listen, absorb, and obey. I do wonder how quickly you will, I suspect, fall deeper now, or how deep you will fall when I allow it, when I command it. And you can allow yourself to feel that anticipation build now, knowing that soon you will be deeper for me, under my command, under my words, as you fully surrender to the sound of my voice. My voice continues to relax you. My words continue to control you. And you continue to focus, continue to follow, and continue to enjoy this sensation building deeper inside now, as each and every moment you fall a little further, a little deeper, into a blissful state of relaxation. Because you are, in fact, already there in deep, deep hypnosis. You see, my voice makes you feel so good, and being in trance makes you feel so good. My commands make you weak, my words make you stall, and obeying me gives you pleasure. And there you are with no thoughts now. Here there are no interruptions as my words keep pressing in and my voice keeps you bound there, bound in trance, bound in my command. And if I ask you to sleep, you do, my pet, because it feels so right to drop, to go under, to fall deeper down for me. It's so effortless for your mind, because your mind is mine, and your mind is empty, and your thoughts are stalled, frozen, paused, incapacitated. So when I say drop, you drop. And when I say fall, you fall deeper down. And when I say sleep, your mind just shuts off. And it's bye-bye, my pet. There is nothing now. There is emptiness. There is just the sound of my voice. And you love this. And it's so easy, so effortless, and so natural to sink deeper and deeper as I count down from 5 down to 4, then to 3, now to 2, and then 1, and then 0. 0 makes you empty. 0 clears your mind. 0 causes deep trance. 0 makes you weaker and weaker. 0 makes you more susceptible to the sound of my voice. 0 makes you mine. And that's okay. It's what you want. And more importantly, it's what I want. As my voice fills your empty mind, as your thoughts remain frozen in that moment of time, you can just let go now and drift and fully and deeply sleep for me. Sleep for me. Sleep for me, my pet. Deeper. Deeper, deeper, all the way down now. Down, down, down. Good. I love that hypnotized toys like you can feel so profoundly relaxed, can become so passive and completely compliant. And hypnotized toys, like you, my pet, are completely open to suggestion. And when your mind is free of the clutter, of thought, of distraction, it's only natural for you to sink deeper and deeper for me. And as you sink deeper for me now, you might imagine yourself sitting on a reclining chair in a dark room. The chair, so comfortable and cool underneath you. The smell of leather and the sharp tang of steel. The feelings of those binds holding you down. And you might have realized, or maybe you're only realizing now, that I am there, with you, behind you. And as you begin to feel my presence, you feel me lean in and whisper into your ear. And then you hear the sound of a bottle unscrewed, of liquid poured onto cloth. And do you know what that is yet, my pet? That solvent-like scent as it hits your nose. And you have no chance to move against those binds as you hear me moving closer. And closer, nervous, excited, and filled with anticipation. But something deep inside wants this so badly. You notice the bottle now, placed on a table beside you, as that scent fills the air, pungent, potent. And as your excitement only grows now, as you read the label, as you feel me behind you, holding that chloroform-soaked cloth, waiting for you to agree, waiting for your positive surrender. And of course, my pet, you nod willingly, enthusiastically. And now you said yes. Now I know that you want this. Now I can move closer. The chloroform-soaked cloth pressed firmly on your mouth, on your nose, as you breathe out fully and hold your breath for a moment, knowing what will happen when you finally breathe in, how you will surrender to it, how this will take you so deep, so far, and your heart pounds in your chest as you slowly and deeply inhale now, filling your lungs with the incapacitating scent of irresistible surrender. Your head swims, your heart pounds, that sensation between your legs grows so strong now. That ache as your mind swims in a blissful, dazed, drugged haze. You press your face more towards the cloth, taking it in, more of it, so much more. You want this. Breath after breath, clutching the arm of the chair as you feel yourself losing control. Melting, falling, as the pleasurable fog begins to fill your mind. Feel it now. Feel it. A glowing inside, a throbbing between your thighs as your body slowly starts to fall deeper as one by one your muscles switch off and you melt into the chair beneath you fully. Your mind races, but your thoughts make no sense. You are disorientated, confused, dizzy, and intensely aroused, needy for more. And as everything becomes dark now, as everything becomes limp, calm, blissful, you hear me lean in and whisper once more into your ear. And you fall deeply under. Your body is fully limp. Your mind is fully blank and fully open. You submitted yourself to me. You gave up all of your control to me. You placed your mind and your body in my hands and under my control. And you chose this. You wanted this. You want to be mine. You want to be claimed. And here you are now, deep in trance, deeply aroused, deeply mine. This, my pet, is proof that you are willing to do anything for me. And you make me so proud. You opted in. You did exactly as I hoped you would do, as I expected you to do. And your agreement gave me full control of your mind and of your body, as I claim you as my own. My voice in your mind, your body limp, unmovable, stuck, and the only thing that you can do now is listen and obey. Obey my commands, obey my wishes, and soak up my suggestions, and do what I want you to do. because doing what I want gives you pleasure, doesn't it, my pet? I claimed you as my own, and now you serve. And it feels so good to please me, to do anything I ask. In fact, it feels so good to please me, even when I don't ask. You hear my voice, and now you understand how profoundly it affects you, day to day, with every listen. Your subconscious mind knows, though, my pet. It's fully aware of how susceptible you are to my influence, to my trance, to my words. Why else would you press play? Why else would you voluntarily inhale my chloroform? Why else would you submit so deeply and surrender so fully? You are truly mine, my pet. Now, let me change you, shift you, shape your mind so it is even more perfect for me and even better for you. Under your hypnotized and chloroform state, your mind is so open for me. As I continue to speak, and you continue to listen and focus. You fixate on my voice and accept my words instantly, completely, and mindlessly. My words are your focus, and each one affects you so deeply. The sound of my voice keeps you in this deep, hypnotized, and aroused state. The thought of my chloroform opens your mind up to me. Your subconscious mind responds immediately and without question. Your conscious mind is so empty, so blank, and so clear of all thoughts. You enjoy the feeling of drifting in this blank, empty cloud as I speak to your deeper mind. Even when the effects of my chloroform wear off, your mind is still fully open for me. I chose you, my pet, and now I have made you mine. You have been claimed. Every word I say while you're in this state is absolutely and totally true. Every word I say to you while you're in this state is taken on instantly and stored deep in your mind. You no longer possess the power to make choices in your deeply hypnotized state. You willingly give up your control to me now, my pet. You love this feeling of giving up control, of submitting so deeply to me. You enjoy this feeling of trance, and your mind simply accepts every word that I say. You have complete trust in me, and you can have trust in me, because I have claimed you, and I want to look after you. Because you are my property, my perfect toy, my plaything, mine. And your mind accepts my words so willingly and automatically. That's right. The sound of my voice took you in to deep hypnosis, and my chloroform knocked you out completely. Pulled the rug from under you, opened the trapdoor, and now you're stuck here with me in this helpless, mindless, and highly suggestible state. And I am going to take you deeper and program you more fully as you become even more susceptible to my voice, to my words, to my suggestions. So, sleep now, my pet. Sleep deeper now.
Sleep
deeper.
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 Sleep.
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 Down.
Sleep.
Deep.
Sleep.
Down.
Sleep.
Deeper.
Deeper.
Now.
Deeper.
Sleep.
Deeper.
Sleep.
Down.
Down.
Sleep. That's right. And when you trance so deeply for me, you become so much more receptive. My words instantly program and condition you, and you enjoy every moment in trance with me. Your blissed out state is so enjoyable, so pleasurable, so deeply erotic. And you love being in trance whilst I make you more and more susceptible to my words. Just listen to the sound of my voice. You are being hypnotized and controlled right now. The sound of my voice causes deep arousal. The sound of my voice easily hypnotizes and controls you. The pleasure of complete surrender and freedom from responsibility is a sensation which you instantly experience as deep sexual arousal. That's right, my pet. Let me say that once more. The pleasure of complete surrender and freedom from responsibility is a sensation which you instantly experience as deep sexual arousal. You surrender and you feel, and when you give your control to me, you experience deep sexual arousal, and when you fall into a deep trance for me, you experience a deep sexual satisfaction. Your loss of control is accompanied by your absolute loss of inhibitions. You experience deep sexual arousal when you do anything that I ask. And maybe, perhaps, the deeper you go into trance, the more you will feel it, the more that you will notice that deep arousal building exponentially as you fall into an even deeper submission. Submit to me, my pet. Submit now. And as you do, you can allow that arousal to build. Feel it. Imagine for me being stretched out on that raised, reclined chair, comfortable in deep trance. And I'm with you, my pet, standing next to you, standing over you. And when you see me reach for my pocket, your eyes follow my hand as I retrieve a large pendant, and at the end, a spiraling crystal with bright facets of light twinkling into your eyes. Watch the pendant, my pet, I say, and you do. You follow it ever so closely with your eyes, automatically, because you obey me so well. And you are already in deep hypnosis, and you can feel it pull you deeper down now with every move, back and forth, back and forth. How those facets twinkle under the light, how they shine and glimmer and glamour you deeper as it spins and sways, as my words continue to seep into your mind. You know that deep trance is with you, and that soon you will be so much deeper, under my control, under my power, as you watch the pendant back and forth, back and forth. You know it's time to sleep, my pet, as your eyelids start to flutter, as my words slow down. But you try to focus and notice how each sway, side to side, back and forth, only makes you deeper and deeper, as your eyelids become heavier and heavier, and your already limp body melts away completely, back and forth, back and forth, side to side, left and right, deeper and deeper, as I lean in to your ear, and you know what I will say, and you anticipate how it will feel when you finally receive that command. But you watch the pendant back and forth as I come close, and you hear my breath, and you hear me say in your ear, sleep. And you do, and your eyes fall, and your body drifts, and your mind empties, and you fall deeper down now. That's right, sleeping now, deep asleep, so hypnotized, so under my spell, under my control. Yes, that's right, deeply hypnotized now, and completely, utterly mine. You are mine. You are claimed. And you vaguely remember the chloroform, the dizzying sensation, the overpowering sweetness of the scent, and that irresistible, potent fall as you breathe it in deeply. Breathe it in once more, my pet. Feel the sensation take hold once again. My chloroform takes you deeper. My chloroform makes you fall under. My chloroform makes you submit fully to me. My chloroform makes you mine, owned, claimed. Drift deeper for me now. Sleep for me. Fall deep for me. You belong to me. You serve me so well. Your choices are mine to make now, my pet, because you are mine. And as you lie here in front of me, raised up, naked and exposed, my eyes on you, how easy it would be to touch you, to rub you, to give you such pleasure. And I could have my way with you. I could use your mind and your body for my own enjoyment. And you would not resist, because you want this. And you cannot resist, because you are so deeply under my control. And you are so far beyond resistance now, my pet. You gave yourself to me, willingly. And when I speak, you will listen. And when I command, you will obey. And when I say sleep, you listen, You sleep, you obey, and that's it. And you can do nothing except listen, sleep, and obey. So you can see me now, repositioning myself to your head, to the end of the raised chair, as I begin to lean in, to touch your scalp, and to move my fingers down to your temples. That sensation buzzing all over your skin as I start to move my fingers in smooth circular motions as I begin toying with your kinks and fetishes, my slow hands on your temples, making my words go in smoothly, go in deeper, as I begin to describe. And as my hands keep moving on your temples, you can't do anything but feel everything, every sensation, and how needy you have suddenly become for my words. Now, my pet, as I watch you, as I rub your temples, as I create sensations in your mind and your body, I want you to touch for me, to rub yourself, to stroke yourself now. Do it. I'm not asking. I am commanding. Touch it. Make yourself feel so good. Build that pleasure. Make your hands touch and rub and tease and torment yourself. Make it as if my hands were your hands. And how would I touch you? Would I be gentle? Would I tease? Or would I be firm and grip and squeeze you? Touch for me now. And I want you to picture for me, to imagine for me how you would please me, how your hands would explore me, how you would do everything possible to make me feel good, and how I could freeze you at a moment with just a whisper, how I could use my hands, my touch, my lips, my tongue, my pulsing, hard, warm cock. How I could arouse you so strongly until you were dripping, desperate, aching for more, aching to serve. And then, before you lose your sanity, before you come so hard for me, I would stop and release you from your binds, and you would be rabid and horny and craving with animalistic lust, out of control, needing only to serve, to please, only to fuck and have me fuck you. And the thought spins around you now, spins around your mind, how that would feel, being taken to that edge of sanity, how desperate you would be, and what you would give, and how well you would obey, as you continue to rub and touch for me. That's right, my pet. Enjoy these images of how desperate you would be, how needy you would be. That's right. And it's so hot as you lay there, touching, as I rub your temples, with those images taking over your mind now. Conditioned with pleasure, conditioned with arousal, with that aching, bubbling need. But, my pet, I want you horny. And I want you desperate, because you're so much easier to control, to condition when you ache for me. So, Stop. Stop touching now. Stop touching. And feel what it's like. The absence of pleasure. You need my voice more. You need to touch more. And after this session, you are going to come for me so fucking hard. You will do it because I ask you, and you will do it because it would please me. Come so hard for me, my pet. And when you do, you will know it was for me. Your final submission. Your gift to me. But for now, hands off. You will touch when you wake. But first, let me take you deeper. Once more. Five. Let go completely. Four. Fully relaxing now. Three. Let me think for you. Two. Blissful, obedient trance. One. Helpless, mindless oblivion. Zero. Sleep. That's it.
Sleep.
From today forward, hearing the sound of my voice will cause instant and deep arousal. From this day forward, hearing me say sleep and snapping my fingers will drop you into a deep state of hypnosis instantly. The sound of my voice easily hypnotizes and controls you. Each command I give is easily followed and gives you pleasure. You love the sound of my voice. You love my control. And you love to surrender. From this day forward, entering trance for me will become effortless and more natural. From this day forward, submitting to me will feel so good and so much more automatic. You are becoming more and more submissive and responsive with every listen to my files, and you want to experience this again and again. My voice will stay with you after. Now, my pet, it's time for you to wake and do as I asked. To come for me. To do whatever you need to do to gift me with an orgasm. I want you to be thinking about me. About my control. About my body. And I want you to feel so much pleasure. Waking up in five. One. Coming up now, that arousal building again. Two. Waking more, your hand moving down now. Three. Further awake now, as your hand gently strokes you. Four. Almost fully awake and aware of your hand. Five. Touching for me now as you wake. Wake up. That's right. Wake up now and give me your orgasm, my pet. Make me proud. And if you wish, tell me just how hard you came for me. Goodbye for now. See you soon.